Hawk and Tail Press presents Holtgard, Book 1 of the Hawk and Tail Saga, by Jeremy James Smith. Narrated by Dustin Sipes. Acknowledgements and Dedication. Holtgard represents a journey of well over a decade, and would not have been possible without dozens of readers, mentors, and coaches to help develop the story and hone my writing. I would like to thank a few specific folks who gave a tremendous amount of time and effort, starting with my brainiac wife Sheena, Calliopist Lauren, editor E.G. Moore, and heroic beta reader Joey. I would also like to thank the members of the Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint chapters of the Idaho Writers League for countless critique sessions and excellent writing advice. I hear your voices any time I edit now, and will carry them throughout my career. J. Elliot Young helped me with the original character development decades ago. Never did either of us expect Angus to be a part of a commercial enterprise. Thank you for challenging me to get outside my comfort zone. To my parents, starting with my own kin, thank you for smoothing out the bumps and allowing me to accompany Angus on his journeys. Wherever they take us, it is only because of your support. That said, I must dedicate Holtgard to my wife and best friend, Sheena. Your faith and support throughout this venture have been fantastic, and I appreciate the occasional and, oft-deserved, swift kick in the behind to get this out the door. Prologue, Raiding the Roost.
In granite stone we place our trust, and as we tunneled through that crust, one errant rock nigh trade our crew, yet patience allowed us to break through.
From Argent Origins. Dragonlord Thickskull paced through the cavern, searching for the source of the sound that disturbed his long slumber. Finding only a single fist-sized rock, calved from the solid stone wall on the north side of the chamber, he sent it skittering down an unused tunnel before returning to the pile of gold and silver coins that served as his bed. Using his massive, scaly trefoil tail, he caressed the mound after he settled, putting the pile back in perfect order. He shared his chambers with several beautiful dams and dozens of their eggs, coated in semi-molten silver and containing his brood. Another 100 years of careful incubation, and they would be ready to hatch, the next generation bearing his trace. He chuffed with pride as he surveyed the scene. No sign of men or dwarves crossed his eyes or nose. The smell was telling, of course. Humans smell sour to a dragon, and dwarves are even worse. But offensive as they may be, identifiable scents make for a good early warning system. Awake and aware, Thickskull was nigh invincible. Asleep, even mighty dragons are somewhat vulnerable. Dragons can see residual heat, even through walls in some circumstances. He scanned beyond the room for threats before settling fully. He saw nothing to cause alarm, no telltale hot spots aside from his family. They were safe. He stretched his powerful, sinewed wings, touching both sides of the chamber. His cavernous maw opened in an extended yawn. Confident again of his unassailable position, the dragon curled up like a sleeping dog on his pile of precious metals and stones. He tucked the tuft on the end of his tail behind his scaly lips, paying homage to some primal suckling need. Sleep soon overwhelmed him, and he did not wake. For the first and last time in his long life, Thickskull dreamt of tunneling dwarves. A lone stone fell inside the dragon's bedchamber, dislodged by the dwarves' adjacent work.
"That was close."
Danil's voice was a mere whisper.
"No mistaking. We've a dragon on the other side of that wall. And he's big."
Danil Steelpike was a dwarf in his prime, stout and muscular. He stood nearly 5 feet tall and held a funnel-shaped listening device between his ear and the freshly worked stone wall.
"Aye, we're almost through."
Young Prince Artemis pressed his ear to the cold stone wall, listening.
"We'll sit here until he's asleep again."
One impertinent pebble nearly derailed years of drilling and tunneling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?